Hi, this is B.G. Bradley, and this is my poem, Lake Stories, which I think really kind of describes, what life is like in the Upper Peninsula. Lake Stories. Stories that float on this wet essence between the cool ridge pines and the insatiable cattails. Stories of this cold, clear lake. Stories that flow over gravel bars and under wet bear paws. Stories that drift in the colors of dawn over northern waters. Stories that disappear in the ebony of new moon, wax to full with August passing, age around beach fires that speak and maple growls and birch whispers, but never drown the sound of the water's relentless rush to shore. Stories we tell to our children, who huddle close near us in the sand and conspire with each other in way past their bedtime glances. They listen, as we did, to ancient tales and beg, just one more, please, one more. Oh, those stories of wild uncles, wily aunts, grandmothers, grandfathers, sisters, brothers, cousins, old friends, with names like Stitch, Bump, Dale, Buck, and Shine. Lopped-eared dogs with wise eyes central to canine tails all their own, and mom and dad in inconceivable younger days, all mixing then and now with wolves in the hemlock wood, deer so close our laughter quickens their ever-startled hearts, porkies gnawing the cedar shakes, beaver tails slapping warnings to quiet us, sandhills drumming, chortling their flight call, loons trilling and wailing in the darkness, coyotes celebrating in the valley across the water, the squeaking wings of bufflehead ducks, the comic quack of mallards, and the haunting calls of Canada geese in morning mists, all parts, all paragraphs, sentences, words, syllables, songs, in this story we here have been writing since Kingfisher first dove from a tamarack branch, Eagle first eyed the northern air, fox first found his bristled den. Always these lake stories, reflected in the emerald of your eyes too, love, on this cold night, by the fire, by the water, this one lake story we have made here, you and I, that many have made here, of feathers and quills, agate stone and pine tar, composing those old words, washed in the light and dark waters of our mother love, our northern dreams, these lake stories.